And while Republican Governor Baker touts his accomplishments, his three chief Democratic opponents in the upcoming governor's race seem more tarnished than polished. Jay Gonzalez, a former member of the Deval Patrick administration, says he wasn't impressed by Baker's speech.
It's easy to be popular when you don't do anything and you never take a stand, and your whole approach to the job is being cautious instead of courageous. And we're 3 years into his term, and he's got no record of any meaningful accomplishment on any issue that makes a difference to people on a day-to-day basis, and no agenda for actually doing so.
Activist Bob Massey sees missed opportunity in the governor's record, particularly in the area of alternative energy.
His comment on energy was sad. I mean, we have, we're racing forward around the world. Massachusetts is stopped. He says he's going to build a big wind farm. Well, listen, we only have one wind farm in Massachusetts. It has five windmills. He's passing up the opportunity to embrace the greatest economic opportunity in the history of our state.
And former Newton Mayor Cedi Warren says not everyone is reaping the benefits from the state's strong economy.
Massachusetts is on a roll. We have been for a while. Still during those good times, our budget is a mess, and we're having trouble paying for things our citizens need. I think we need to ask why that is true. When we look at what was presented this evening, Governor Baker continues to say no new revenue.
The state Democratic Party was also critical of Baker's speech, calling it out of touch and lacking in details.